There's no real walking trails. Next sign, please. This is it. In the middle of the woods, this is what you have. The road's really not drivable. I mean, we did take the county vehicle down there, but I was afraid about us getting it back out. So this is not a developed piece of property. This is one of the signs. He's calling it a trail, I'm guessing. Is that correct, sir?
There's three big trails, and if you'd have asked me, I would have showed you where they were.
Hold on. Don't ask a question in the middle unless you want to.
Okay.
Okay, this one is... Go ahead.
And is there another one? Okay, so now you've seen the signs, I believe, of all three trails, but there's no trails really there. I'm telling you, you can't hardly get through this place.
I'll get back to you guys, don't worry.
Okay. And there is a difference here. Now he's talking about Little Heroes Park, which is up north of town by the cross, and then you're talking about this area, which is what we're speaking about today. And there's no development here. There's nothing.
Okay. Anything else today? That all of these 14 pieces of property are vacant
and undeveloped. You can't just drive down a road or walk down a trail. It's not.
And the parcel you have listed is almost $500,000. Is that right?
Let's see. I think it's $399. On the parcel, yeah. And there is a road that goes all the way back through there, and plenty of people have driven, but we don't want people to drive back there if they're going to park and walk the trails. So there's plenty of places to park. And I mean, in their pictures there, Greg Bettis went there, and he wants to show the waterfalls, the walking trails for River of Life, to the owners of Silver Dollar City, and to all of Camp Kanakuk, Joe White, Jack Herson. He loved it so much. We have people in the neighborhood walking the trails. We have kids walking the trails. Yes, we have a low marketing budget. We're focused on the Walnut Shade property, but we're trying to generate. I mean, we're working on the walking trails with the Chamber of Commerce throughout the city. They're looking at using these trails as well. I mean, as a nonprofit, I don't have a huge budget to market this. So
I just want to address each one of those points. Memberships. It's fine. Nonprofits can have memberships. It's a legitimate purpose of nonprofits. In fact, it's under section 170B of the tax code. One of the categories of income for nonprofits is membership fees. So membership fees.
I understand that the Y has membership fees.
So there's no real walking trails. I've been out there. There's walking trails. And by the way, there doesn't even have to be walking trails. It could be land set aside for camping or doing wilderness training. You don't have to have a cathedral on a property in order for it to be developed. And there's nothing that says it has to be developed a certain way. It has to be, there's nothing in the statute that says developed. It says used. The property is being used. The assessor didn't say she walked down the trail and read the Bible verses on the Revelation. There's something within the evangelical church called the Revelation Road that's memorizing a series of Bible verses. So you walk down the trail, and there's Bible verses that show those. So each one of these has a theme to it. Selling the property is perfectly fine. It's the question is whether it's owned and used. So you can sell. I mean, to say otherwise is to say that no nonprofit can ever sell any property it has.
Oh, and we understand somebody can donate $1 million to a nonprofit. We understand that.
Well, I'm just saying that you're allowed to sell it, and selling it doesn't all of a sudden, because I understand there's something in the statute that says if the land's held for investment, then it's not used for a nonprofit. So that's right in the statute. But selling a property doesn't cause it to be an investment property. The question is it owned and is it used? And in this case, it is clearly owned and used.
Yeah, one other point to, are you done, Kevin? I'm sorry. I mean, we're looking at the land and the green space to be long-term for the park as far as marketing it. But we actually have leads potentially that could develop it, but and that would generate a tax base and coordinate it all. But at the same time, we're not sure long-term how it's going to play out because we've been in these trials. So.
And by the way, any sale by law, it doesn't go into Roger's pocket. It doesn't go into any person's pocket. It goes into the nonprofit organization's pocket to pay taxes if that's the case or developer. So it's an asset of a nonprofit, and that's what's at issue, is that it's owned and used by the nonprofit. That's what the statute says.
What's the intent? I mean, assuming you were to sell this for a big chunk of change, is that all going back to development of the property and everything else? I mean, is that what?
I understand you're talking about potential taxes, but it depends on if we sold a few tracks and then we put some back into it. I do know some will go to the other location where we hope to expand to maybe a Christian theater, maybe a Christian gymnasium for upward sports. But for that particular property we're talking about, we're even looking at potentially talking to the city about gymnasiums because there's such a need for the growth in this area, maybe soccer fields, and working with them as a nonprofit. So I think we're proactive with it. What you don't want to have is that all of a sudden, because we have these tax bills, we're going to gift it to 15 nonprofits, these 14 tracks, and then all of a sudden you got 14 different nonprofits not working together, and we do have a game plan. So.
And this is located down the road from the Pays Recplex, with soccer,
right,
with everything available for free to everybody. And it's maintained.
I know
there's
that
no
prior to my getting on the board, I know that the people down there that had the basketball gymnasium that were helping kids get athletic scholarships to go to college was granted and that the state tax commission then upheld that. But they have since turned a profit and decided they don't want to be exempt anymore. So we are taxing. You are taxing them now, I believe. I don't see that in this case, but do you guys?
But he's meeting with the state for 2023, correct? That
has
not been ruled on.
That's kind of a big issue that I feel like it could come in front of you last year.
I don't think we have any. I mean, we're just a citizen board, and I don't know that we have any legal basis to be able to go. If it's in front of the tax commission, I don't think we can affect 2023.
We're asking for 2024
wrong.
Right now.
I haven't researched the issue, yeah. But I think what happens in 2024 ought to have some bearing on.
Well, it probably will with the tax commission.
But that's the state tax commission's
call. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, it probably will with the tax commission, but I don't know the answer to that question. We could get contradictory responses for all I know. I mean, we got a couple options. We can table this to look into it more. We don't have to make them come back. I don't want to cost you your nonprofit more money right now to look at what they've provided and make our decision.
I've got notes. It wouldn't take me long to put together a brief.
But you're going to be here. You're going to be here three more times, right?
I'm not on any schedule right now to come back here. We're before other.
Oh, you're talking about something else.
One option that I didn't mention is we could lease the land, and then when it's leased and built for the for-profit side, because you were asking that question, Dave.
Yes.
That would make it taxable. I understand that. We wouldn't be exempt at that point. But if we leased it, we would receive income off of that. So we're looking at all angles. I mean, we're not in the best economy right now. So a lot of things aren't moving. So.
The other option, of course, is to let the tax commission decide, you know, what's it say due in 2023. But
what is the time frame on? I mean, it's been appealed to the tax commission for 23.
Yeah, well, they're really slow. There's 20,000 cases. I really have got to get focused on the park. I'd really appreciate a decision for this from you guys for 2024.
Right.
I've given you – I was really clear. We're exempt on everything across the board. We've been cut and dry and meeting the Francisco test, And I feel it's fair to us to give us a decision.
And I'm not trying to get out of our responsibility here. I'm just talking among the board members here about what our options are.
I think what you're saying is we could let the state tax commission decide on 24. We could make a ruling on 24 based on if after we have time to review the information here, or we can agree with the assessors. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, we can table it. We can make a decision. We can do whatever. I mean, we could table it for. I mean, we're in session all July, so I don't know when. I don't know when our next.
Wednesday and then Friday is the last day we have scheduled at this point.
This week. Right now? Yeah, okay.
This is a non-assessment year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I knew it was less. I just didn't know how much less. Small miracles. Council, if there's anything here that we brought up that you want to address, I mean, we were thinking about considering doing Friday, putting it on the docket for Friday. Is that something you guys would be interested in?
Yeah, I think
doing?
We should review it.
And
you're welcome to go out and look at the trails.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. And we generally have to make a decision on what's in front of us. But, I mean, we have pictures. We have other things here. And if you want to send us other pictures of trails, that's fine. That's fine with me. I would make a motion to table this matter until this Friday. What day is that?
It's the 12th.
We are not
committed.
12th. Mm-hmm. At 1 o'clock. Okay. If by chance we get done with our morning docket, we might. Where are you coming from?
Springfield. I'll be on the radio in Springfield talking about this issue here in Candy County.
Oh, okay.
On the 12th, so I won't have an answer to give them. So give us the.
Well,
give us some way to more wiggle room.
Well, I was going to say give you the option to obviously do this teleconference if you wanted to do it, so you don't have to travel down here too. But I'd like to look at what you provided. We'll look at this some more.
The outline that has all the case law on it. I kind of moved through quickly.
That's fine.
The assessor would like to request that at least one of you go down there and walk the track.
Okay. Well, we'll figure out how we're going to do we're going to do that, but. Do you have anything else as far as, Susan, do you have anything else that you want to add before we table this?
Yeah, he just doesn't meet the Franciscan test at all.
And you believe they don't meet the Franciscan test because of, you don't think the property is being used for a nonprofit?
And it's not a benefit to the people of Taney County. They already have, just right up the street, they have all these other items that are like this, and so... In the Franciscan test, again, it talks about how it has to be regular use.
You'll get to address it.
Okay. They're not maintaining anything.
Okay.
Okay, I've got the Franciscan test right here.
So this is just, but you're...
Actually and regularly used exclusively for a charitable purpose, and they're not, it's not developed yet.
Okay.
It has to be owned and operated on a not-for-profit basis. They're not. They're actually trying to charge a membership. And the benefit has to be for an indeterminate number of persons directly or indirectly benefit society. But again, they're right in the middle of city parks that do everything that they're saying that they're doing.
Well, I mean, there's no... They can do the same thing. I'm not concerned about that. But I just want to make sure I understand your argument.
Right.
Is
and
it basically that
down here on the saddle clubs too?
I'm sorry.
The bottom of the Franciscan test where they talk about saddle clubs. It's difficult to imagine activity of the organization that bestows a gift or charity on society generally. Again, the people of Taney County, you're asking us to pay your taxes.
Okay.
And
then
it's not.
Why don't you do this? I want if you've got something, I understand you've got something there that you're going from. I want you to provide that to the board as well, please.
And it's on the pictures if you.
I want you to.
From the slideshow.
Unless somebody else wants something else, guys, I would like you to just focus on the use issue as I've tried to narrow this down. I don't think we as a board. The other stuff that you've talked about, thank you for that, but I think that we think that they I mean, we can talk about this.